On December 17th, 1937, an SOS call went out from the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean, just off the coast of Cape Cod, near Provincetown, Massachusetts. The call came from a submarine, an S-4 class, which had been critically damaged when it collided with another vessel while trying to surface. The collision had damaged the hull of the submarine, instantly sinking the ship, trapping 40 men below the waters, caught in a steel coffin. Now immediately, the Navy sent out a rescue team of divers, who took their place atop the water just above the sunken vessel. And when the divers went down below the water, they found that six of the men were trapped in a forward torpedo cabin, and the divers heard tapping on the sound of the submarine. For minutes, they listened to the tapping, unsure what to make of it, but soon they realized what it was. The men inside were trying to communicate with the divers outside. They were using Morse code. They were asking questions. One of the divers put his ears to the submarine, listening closely to what was being asked inside. The question the sailors had was this: is there any hope? Now, I must admit, I have struggled with that question a lot over the past 4 weeks. 1.4 million coronavirus cases worldwide, 80,000 deaths, 10 million people unemployed. Is there any hope? Stock market down 30%, anxiety and depression at an all-time high, hundreds of millions of people stuck at home with no sports on TV. Is this the new normal? Or is this world we're living in just a sinking ship? Is there any hope? It's a question we all struggle with from time to time. And so after the Sabbath, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb of their Savior. Just make no mistake about it, these two women, they knew exactly what it meant to live without hope. They knew exactly what it meant to have their life turned upside down in a moment's notice. For 3 years, these women had followed Jesus. For 3 years, they had dedicated their life to his ministry of love and justice and reconciliation. And in one weekend, everything fell apart. The crowds that were cheering for Jesus as he entered the city of Jerusalem were the same ones who yelled, "Crucify him," on Friday. The justice system that was in place to protect innocent people, it was the same justice system that led this man to his death. Is there any hope? The women wondered to themselves. Or did the power of evil and darkness triumph over the power of good and love in this world? Yes, sometimes it can feel like all of us are just sinking. I remember a woman asking me once, "David, does it ever get any better?" She said, "Mom has been gone for 2 years now, but every morning I wake up and I wonder myself, is it not going to hurt today? Every day I miss her. Every day I always feel that same pain. When," she said, "when does it get better?" Which, of course, is another way of asking, is there any hope? Is this feeling I'm feeling always going to be there? Is this anxiety that's overshadowing our world always going to be there? Is this the new normal we're living in? Magdalene and Mary went to the tomb that day wondering if things were always going to be like this. They were wondering if things would ever get better. You know, the story goes when the Navy divers heard the tapping coming from inside the submarine, they put one ear to the side of the ship. And when they realized the question the sailors inside were asking, when they realized that the sailors were asking, "Is there any hope?" one of the divers responded. He tapped on the outside of the submarine, using Morse code. And he said, "Yes." "Yes," he said, "there is hope. There is always hope." And suddenly an earthquake shook the ground, and the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and he came and he rolled back the stone. And the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. For this Jesus of Nazareth you are looking for, Jesus who was crucified, he has been raised. He's not here. There is hope," the angel said. See, just when these women have reached their lowest moment, an angel came and reminded them that there is always hope in Christ Jesus. Because the sadness you're experiencing, it won't last forever. This anxiety that's overshadowing us, it won't last forever. Fear will never be the new normal because Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. And in life and in death, there is hope. And in the good times and in the bad, there is hope. And in every beginning and in every end, there is hope. Archbishop Desmond Tutu was once asked how he maintained such a positive spirit in the face of such adversity when he was working for justice in South Africa. A reporter said to him, "Now tell me, Bishop Tutu, are you an optimist?" And he simply shook his head and said, "No." He said, "I'm not an optimist." He said, "I'm a Christian. And my faith teaches me that after every Good Friday, there will be an Easter Sunday. And I know," he said, "I know it doesn't always feel like God is in control, but by the skin of our teeth, we hang on to our faith. Because as Christians, we are prisoners of hope. And that gives us the courage to face tomorrow. That gives us the courage to keep moving forward because we know that in the end, God will prevail. He's not here," the angel said. "He's risen," the angel said. Now, I know there are some people who are listening this morning who have spent the last 4 weeks of your life living in complete anxiety. And the fear you have encountered has been overwhelming to you. Every time you open a news story, your heart starts to race. Every stranger you see feels like a threat. So if you've been living your life in fear these past 4 weeks, I want you to have hope. Because Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." And I know that there are other people who are listening this morning who have absolutely no idea where their next paycheck is coming from. For years, you've worked for the same company, and then when times got tough, they let you go. For those of you struggling, wondering how you're going to make ends meet, I want you to have faith. Because if God has promised to care for the lilies of the field and care for the birds of the air, God will look after you. He'll provide. I know there are some people here who are listening this morning who have their hearts burdened with grief because the loss you have experienced, it is real and it hurts, and you wonder if it will always feel like this. If your hearts are filled with grief this day, I want you to have hope. Because in life and in death, and in life beyond death, God is with us and we will meet again. Yes, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. And because he is risen, we can live as people of faith. Because he is risen, we can live as people of resurrection. And I know there are some people listening this morning, and you have already started to experience that resurrection in your own life. And to those of you who have already stepped foot into God's kingdom, I want you to know this. I want you to know that what you are experiencing today, it is only just beginning. Because God's kingdom, it will last from everlasting to everlasting. Death has been defeated. The victory has been won. How do I know? What makes me so sure? Well, it's because early this morning, just before the sun came up, God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. He is risen. He is risen indeed. And because he is risen, we are prisoners of hope. Yes, thanks be to God. And amen.